Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A white van jumped onto a sidewalk and sped down a pedestrian zone Thursday in Barcelona's historic Las Ramblas district, swerving from side to side as it plowed into tourists and residents. Authorities said 12 people were killed and 80 wounded, 15 seriously, in what they call a terrorist attack. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the carnage was sickening.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Police have two people in custody, but have given no details, including whether the suspect was the driver. The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats were meeting in Washington to discuss North Korea amid mixed messages from the Trump administration on how to deal with the nuclear and missile threats. Thursday's annual security cooperation meeting comes days after North Korea warned of plans to launch missiles towards the U.S. Pacific island of Guam. Secretary Mattis.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response.
Mattis called on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocations and threats. Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korea. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Thursday that President Donald Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a strategy designed to end the war in Afghanistan. It is the longest conflict in U.S. history. Trump will meet with Vice President Michael Pence and his national security team Friday to discuss new approaches to the 16-year-old war. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. military said it is increasingly urgent for China to step up pressure on North Korea. A U.S. spokesman said General Joe Dunford told Chinese military leaders the United States was ready to use military options if diplomacy fails. During their talks, Dunford and the chief of the People's Liberation Army's Joint Staff Department signed an agreement to improve communications. The 1 millionth South Sudanese refugee entered Uganda this week. The conflict in South Sudan has created the world's third-largest refugee crisis after Syria and Afghanistan, and the International Rescue Committee says more than three-quarters of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda have arrived in the past year alone. Jason Patikin takes us to the border in northern Uganda.
One by one, they cross into Uganda. They are refugees from South Sudan, escaping a war that has pitted Dinka, Nuer, and Equatorian tribes against each other.
We ran here because one day, a week ago, the Dinka came and they killed five people. One of those killed is my brother's son.
Small way stations dot Uganda's border with South Sudan. New arrivals rest after the exhausting escape from the war. The next day, they are registered and head to a larger collection point an hour away. But here, they meet another challenge. Though Uganda says it grants refugee status unconditionally, authorities screen the new arrivals here. The goal is to make sure no Ugandan citizens register for free food intended for refugees, and to prevent South Sudanese from registering twice. Jason Patinkin for VOA News.
Facing the looming threat of disease, Sierra Leone on Wednesday began burying hundreds of victims killed in a mudslide 2 days earlier in one of Africa's worst flood disasters in living memory. Volunteer health worker Alicine Sessa.
Yesterday to today, they don't send over 400 bodies there now. And yesterday they buried over 150.
Emergency response teams have raced to dig out survivors and dispose of bodies, but the central morgue is overwhelmed and many bodies are still feared trapped under mud and rubble. Aid workers said there was a high risk of disease like cholera as corpses are laying out in the open. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service has saved more than 600 migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea from Morocco during the past 24 hours. These include 16 migrants recovered Thursday in the Strait of Gibraltar, which is a narrow passage that separates Spain from Morocco. For in-depth coverage and updates to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.